This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. In Michigan, we get this regular glimpse of what people in this state are thinking about the economy, about how well they're doing financially, what they think of the president or the governor or Congress, the state legislature, even local government. Michigan State University released its State of the State survey today. Joining me to talk about it is the director of the survey, Charles Ballard. Hi there. How are you doing?
Doing very well.
So this survey starts out by noting confidence in the economy is up strongly, but trust in government barely budges. Let's start with the economy. What did Michigan citizens tell you?
Well, every time we do the survey, which is typically three times a year, we ask people about their current financial situation for their family. And this time, 60% said that their situation is good or excellent. That's the highest since really the turn of the century. We had very high ratings for that kind of result back in 98, 99, on into the very beginning of the 21st century. But then as the economy slid, those numbers went down substantially. They've been on the rebound for the last 5 years, and this is the highest that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I was looking at the graph that you have, fall 2014. That's quite a jump from there.
It is a big jump. Now, whether that's just a long-term trend or just a blip having to do, after all, this, like any survey, has a margin of error.
Right.
It's hard to know for sure, but I think the long-term trend has been upward for several years, and this is consistent with that.
So with all this optimism, they must think Governor Rick Snyder and the Michigan legislature are doing just a bang-up job, right?
Well, you might think that, but it really hasn't translated into higher ratings for our elected officials. In fact, Governor Snyder's favorables, we ask whether people think the governor is doing excellent, good, fair, or poor, and we put together the excellent and the good as the favorables. Those are 36%. That's actually down slightly, but such a small dip that it's not really statistically important, but basically flat. And the governor has been in the mid to upper 30s for most of his time in office. Those are not horrible numbers.
No, better than Granholm, yeah.
Granholm started out in 2003 with higher ratings than Snyder has ever had, but she finished up her term with down in the teens, lower than he's ever had. So his have been more steady. Not spectacular, which is, I think, not surprising given the public persona that Governor Snyder projects. He calls himself a nerd. He has a technocratic approach to governing, and I think there are some advantages to that approach, but it doesn't necessarily translate into spectacularly high approval ratings. On the plus side, he doesn't get all that many poor ratings. Fewer people give him a poor rating than give President Obama a poor rating, but fewer give him an excellent than give the president an excellent either. So a lot of people put the governor in the fair category.
I want to know what Michiganders think about President Obama and the Congress, but first I want to stop off at the Michigan legislature. What does the survey show there?
Well, we didn't ask about the legislature. We didn't ask for a rating. When we have asked for ratings of either the legislature or the Congress, they have typically been very low. In some cases, they have been in the single digits. And that's not all that inconsistent with other surveys, especially of Congress. Congress tends to get extremely low.
You did ask about trust of state government, though.
We did. We ask once a year, not in every survey, but once a year we ask about people's trust of the federal, the state, and the local. And it's always been true that people are more trusting of their local government. That's the county commissioner who lives down the street. And then number two would be the state government. And then the least trust is toward the federal. Now, in recent years, one of the big trends has been that trust in state government has gone down substantially, such that trust in state government is only about 20% of the population say that they trust it nearly all or most of the time. That's not much better than what we get for the federal government. The local government is up at 41% can trust them most or all the time. Local remains pretty solid. State government has not been able to get to generate a whole lot of trust in recent years. That those numbers are lower than they were 10 years ago.
Let's talk about the president briefly. You have a list here, and you touched on a little bit of it, that Obama gets more poor ratings, but he also gets more excellent ratings when compared to Governor Snyder. Overall, have the feelings of Michiganders for President Obama been going up, been going down? Which way are they going?
Well, if you put the excellent and the good together as the favorable category, he came to office with a huge burst of enthusiasm and excitement. He was at 71% favorable. That came down fairly steadily, and in most of his administration, he's been in the low to mid-40s. He actually dropped into the 30s. Now he's back up at about 40%, a few percentage points higher than Governor Snyder. Both of those in the sort of mid-range, neither all that good, but not terribly bad. And this time, President Obama had a slight uptick, a very slight uptick in his numbers.
If you just joined us, we're talking with MSU Professor Charles Ballard about the Spring 2015 State of the State Survey. You also surveyed Michigan citizens about what issues are most important to them. I noticed there were three at the top, and everything else was rated a much less of a priority. So let's go over those three. Number one, and it's not unexpected, jobs and the economy.
Jobs and the economy has been the leader since 2003. Back before then, there were a few years where education ranked more highly than jobs and the economy. But when the economy went down in about 12 years ago, 15 years ago, that really surged to the forefront, and it became absolutely the dominant thing that people were thinking about at the height of the Great Recession. Now that has receded somewhat, but it's still in the number one spot. What's unusual is that the number two spot is not education. Education and jobs in the economy have traditionally been one and two or two and one, but this time roads were the number two concern. About 20% of our respondents said that roads were the number one concern. I think that's because this survey was taken this spring at the time when people were debating and ultimately voting against the road funding proposal. So roads were very much on people's minds.
But education still comes in at number three.
Education still number three. And then most of the rest, abortion, environment, healthcare, a variety of other things, all in single digits. Many of them only like 1% of the population.
Yeah, I saw that those are the none was a priority, but that even 4% of those surveyed would back up. So we come in with jobs and the economy at just under 32%, as you mentioned, roads at 20%, education at 15%, and then everything goes to single digits and sometimes just a fraction of a percentage. So what does that tell government leaders?
Well, I think it's interesting that roads were so high at a time when people voted against the road funding proposal. I don't think those two are necessarily inconsistent. I think the people of Michigan remain very concerned about their roads. But the details of the ballot proposal that was put forth were not to their liking. I think people still want the roads to be fixed. Huge questions about exactly how to pay for it. My guess is that when we ask this question again next year, roads may have receded in the public imagination somewhat. It won't be probably a ballot initiative, and I'm hoping that by that time the legislature will have found a way to at least begin to address the problem.
I think you and a lot of other folks have that hope. How many people did you survey, and what was the margin of error?
Almost 1,000 in this one. We usually try to get about 1,000, and the margin of error is plus or minus 3.15 percentage points.
Charles Ballard is a professor in the Department of Economics at Michigan State University and director of the State of the State Survey Spring 2015, which was released today. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Lester. Thanks for having me.